Ey.
Él puede.
Él puede.
Do you remember what the informal, familiar word for you was?
Tú.
Tú.
How would you say you can, informal, emphasizing the word you?
Tú puedes.
Tú puedes.
What would you can, meaning all of you can, or the two of you can, or the both of you can?
Pueden.
Pueden.
And they can?
Pueden.
Pueden.
Finally, we can.
Podemos.
Podemos.
What is to see in Spanish?
Ver.
Ver.
And to see it?
Verlo.
Verlo.
How would you say we can see it?
Podemos verlo.
Podemos verlo.
How would you say we can't see it?
No podemos verlo.
No podemos verlo.
How would you say I can see it?
Puedo verlo.
Puedo verlo.
How would you say I can see?
Puedo ver.
Puedo ver.
I can see the room.
Puedo ver la habitación.
Puedo ver la habitación.
Turning this into a question, so you want obviously to see perhaps a hotel room, how would you say, can I see the room?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
You get a reply. Yes, you can see the room. How would they say that?
Sí, puede ver la habitación.
Sí, puede ver la habitación.
Alternatively, how would they say, no, you can't see the room?
No, no puede ver la habitación.
No, no puede ver la habitación.
How would you say in Spanish, it's romantic?
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
How would you say it's not romantic?
No es romántico.
No es romántico.
How would you say it's correct?
Es correcto.
Es correcto.
How would you say, is it correct?
¿Es correcto?
¿Es correcto?
How would you say, it's perfect?
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
How would you say, it's not perfect?
No es perfecto.
No es perfecto.
How would you say your father is perfect?
Su padre es perfecto.
Su padre es perfecto.
How do you think you'd say your father isn't perfect?
Su padre no es perfecto.
Su padre no es perfecto.
What is to reserve in Spanish?
Reservar.
Reservar.
To decorate?
Decorar.
Decorar.
To camp.
Acampar.
Acampar.
How would you say, can we camp here?
¿Podemos acampar aquí?
¿Podemos acampar aquí?
Can we camp there?
¿Podemos acampar allí?
¿Podemos acampar allí?
What is to pay in Spanish?
Pagar.
Pagar.
How would you say, can we pay here?
¿Podemos pagar aquí?
¿Podemos pagar aquí?
Do you remember what the word for credit card is in Spanish?
Tarjeta de crédito.
Tarjeta de crédito.
So the word for card in Spanish is
tarjeta.
Tarjeta.
And to pay by or with credit card, it would be with credit card in Spanish. So, how would you say with or by credit card in Spanish?
Con tarjeta de crédito.
Con tarjeta de crédito.
How would you say, can I pay by credit card? Can I pay with card of credit?
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Reply, yes, you can pay by credit card.
Sí, puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Sí, puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Alternatively, you might be told you can't, so say, no, you can't pay by credit card here.
No, no puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito aquí.
No, no puede pagar con tarjeta de crédito aquí.
What's the word for where in Spanish? Where?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde?
How would you say, where is it?
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está?
So, that means both where is it, or if you like, where is. So, how would you say, where is the car park? Where is the parking lot?
¿Dónde está el parking?
¿Dónde está el parking?
How about, where is the campsite?
¿Dónde está el camping?
¿Dónde está el camping?
Answer, the campsite is over there.
El camping está allí.
El camping está allí.
Again, what is to camp in Spanish?
Acampar.
Acampar.
Do you remember what a caravan is in Spanish?
Una caravana.
Una caravana.
How about a tent? Now, remember, when you're saying this, you will actually be saying a tent of to camp. So if you've simply said a tent, which might be misunderstood in Spanish as meaning something else like a shop or a stall. So again, How would you say a tent, literally a tent of to camp?
Una tienda de acampar.
Una tienda de acampar.
How would you say, I have a tent?
Tengo una tienda de acampar.
Tengo una tienda de acampar.
Finally, I have a caravan.
Tengo una caravana.
Tengo una caravana.
So what is the plaza in Spanish?
La plaza.
La plaza.
How would you say to the plaza, please?
A la plaza, por favor.
A la plaza, por favor.
How about to the cathedral, please?
A la catedral, por favor.
A la catedral, por favor.
How would you say, where is the cathedral?
¿Dónde está la catedral?
¿Dónde está la catedral?
What's the word for cafeteria? How would you say the cafeteria in Spanish?
La cafetería.
La cafetería.
And where is the cafeteria?
¿Dónde está la cafetería?
¿Dónde está la cafetería?
Now, you've just said where is, but how would you say where are in Spanish?
¿Dónde están?
¿Dónde están?
So, you've got that N on the end. It sounds very similar, but it has an N added. What were the toilets in Spanish?
Los servicios.
Los servicios.
How would you say, where are the toilets?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
Say, the toilets are over there.
Los servicios están allí.
Los servicios están allí.
What is I want in Spanish? I want.
Quiero.
Quiero.
How would you say I want to eat now?
Quiero comer ahora.
Quiero comer ahora.
How would you say, I want to speak Spanish?
Quiero hablar español.
Quiero hablar español.
What is to know in Spanish, to know?
Saber.
Saber.
How would you say, I want to know?
Quiero saber.
Quiero saber.
How would you say, I want to see it?
Quiero verlo.
Quiero verlo.
What is to take in Spanish?
Tomar.
Tomar.
I want to take it.
Quiero tomarlo.
Quiero tomarlo.
I don't want to take it.
No quiero tomarlo.
No quiero tomarlo.
What is he, she, and you formal want in Spanish?
Quiere.
Quiere.
And you, informal want?
Quieres.
Quieres.
How about you, more than one of you want?
Quieren.
Quieren.
They want.
Quieren.
Quieren.
We want.
Queremos.
Queremos.
We want to leave.
Queremos salir.
Queremos salir.
We want to go there.
Queremos ir allí.
Queremos ir allí.
We want to know.
Queremos saber.
Queremos saber.
What's the word for why in Spanish? Why?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
How would you say we want to know why?
Queremos saber por qué.
Queremos saber por qué.
How would you say we want to know why you don't want to go there?
Queremos saber por qué no quiere ir allí.
Queremos saber por qué no quiere ir allí.
So again, what is you formal want?
Quiere.
Quiere.
What's the word for what?
Qué.
Qué.
How would you say, what do you want?
¿Qué quiere?
¿Qué quiere?
What was to desire in Spanish, to desire?
Desear.
Desear.
And you may remember, perhaps not, that I mentioned, in order to say you desire, you simply get rid of the R from the end of to desire. So again, what is to desire?
Desear.
Desear.
Spelt D-E-S-E-A-R. Now you're going to get rid of that R and you will have you desire, which would be?
Desea.
Desea.
So how would you say, what do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
And again, this is the normal way that you'd be asked what you want when perhaps you are in a restaurant or a cafe. Say, a coffee, please.
Un café, por favor.
Un café, por favor.
Say, two coffees, please.
Dos cafés, por favor.
Dos cafés, por favor.
How would you say a white wine?
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Two coffees and a white wine, please.
Dos cafés y un vino blanco, por favor.
Dos cafés y un vino blanco, por favor.
How would you say a sandwich?
Un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
Again, how would you be asked, what do you want in a restaurant?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
Say, two coffees, a white wine and a sandwich, please.
Dos cafés, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
Dos cafés, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
How would you say a bottle of white wine in Spanish?
Una botella de vino blanco.
Una botella de vino blanco.
And what's the word for paella in Spanish?
Paella.
Paella.
How would you say two paellas?
Dos paellas.
Dos paellas.
A bottle of white wine and two paellas, please.
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
What is to reserve in Spanish?
Reservar.
Reservar.
How would you say I would like to reserve a table?
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
And how would you say for me in Spanish?
Para mí.
Para mí.
How would you say for one person?
Para una persona.
Para una persona.
For two people, for two persons.
Para dos personas.
Para dos personas.
I would like to reserve a table for two people.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
How would you say for tonight or for this evening in Spanish?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
I would like to reserve a table for two people for this evening.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
I would like a double room for two nights.
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
Note how we've now returned to the other word for four. Because here you're saying you would like a room for two nights, to last for two nights. So, para is used to say who something is for and also when something is for. So, it's for tonight, it's for 6 o'clock. But if you're going to talk about how long something is going to last for, you'll use por. So again, how would you say for two nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
But how would you say when something is for instance, for this evening?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
To give a specific time, you simply take the las from Las Vegas, and add a number afterwards. So, for instance, for 2 o'clock, simply say las and then the number 2. So how would you say that, 2 o'clock?
Las dos.
Las dos.
3 o'clock.
Las tres.
Las tres.
And 4 3 o'clock.
Para las tres.
Para las tres.
Again, you're talking specifically about when something is for, not how long it's going to last for. So, of course, you use para. What's the word for something in Spanish? Something.
Algo.
Algo.
And how would you say later in Spanish?
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
Literally, that means more late or more tardy. Which of the words means more?
Más.
Más.
How would you say in Spanish, something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
If you ask that as a question, it means anything else. So how would you say that? Anything else?
Algo más.
Algo más.
The word for the bill in Spanish is
la cuenta.
La cuenta.
How would you say yes? 2 coffees and the bill, please.
Sí, 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
Sí, 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
How would you say excuse me in Spanish?
Perdone.
Perdone.
How would you say, excuse me, where is the plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Excuse me, where is the tourist office?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Reply, the tourist office is over there.
La oficina de turismo está allí.
La oficina de turismo está allí.
What is in front in Spanish, in front?
Enfrente.
Enfrente.
And in front of?
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
How would you say in front of the cathedral?
Enfrente de la catedral.
Enfrente de la catedral.
How would you say the tourist office is in front of the cathedral?
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
What is the station in Spanish?
La estación.
La estación.
How would you say where is the station?
¿Dónde está la estación?
¿Dónde está la estación?
The station is in front of the tourist office.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
What is a map in Spanish? A map.
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
How would you say I have a map?
Tengo un mapa.
Tengo un mapa.
How would you say he, she, or you formal have a map?
Tiene un mapa.
Tiene un mapa.
You informal have a map.
Tienes un mapa.
Tienes un mapa.
Turn it into a question and say, do you have a map?
¿Tienes un mapa?
¿Tienes un mapa?
What is the word for of in Spanish? Of.
De.
De.
Do you have a map of Madrid?
¿Tienes un mapa de Madrid?
¿Tienes un mapa de Madrid?
What is you have for more than one person?
Tienen.
Tienen.
And they have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
Do they have a map of Madrid?
¿Tienen un mapa de Madrid?
¿Tienen un mapa de Madrid?
How would you say no? They have a map of Barcelona.
No, tienen un mapa de Barcelona.
No, tienen un mapa de Barcelona.
What is to invite in Spanish?
Invitar.
Invitar.
And to mark?
Marcar.
Marcar.
And what is a map, considering the fact that it's a masculine thing?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
Actually, map is quite unusual because it ends in an A. And as I said earlier, things that end in an A tend to be feminine. It tends to be something you associate with feminine things in Spanish, like the name Angela, Roberta, Maria. However, there's always exceptions to this, and map is one of them. How would you say the map in Spanish?
El mapa.
El mapa.
How would you say on the map in Spanish?
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
How would you say, can you mark the station on the map?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
Say yes, I can mark the station on the map.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
What is to take in Spanish, to take?
Tomar.
Tomar.
How would you say, can I take a taxi?
¿Puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Puedo tomar un taxi?
How would you say, where can I take a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
What is to buy in Spanish to buy?
Comprar.
Comprar.
How would you say, where can I buy?
¿Dónde puedo comprar?
¿Dónde puedo comprar?
What's the word for a ticket in Spanish? How would you say a ticket when you're talking about a train ticket, for instance, in Latin America?
Un boleto.
How would you say, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto?
How would you say a ticket in Spain?
Un billete.
Where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete?
Where can I buy a ticket for Madrid?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete para Madrid?
And switching back to Latin America, where can I buy a ticket for Chihuahua?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto para Chihuahua?
Perhaps you want a first class ticket. How would you say that? First class.
Primera clase.
Primera clase.
And second class?
Segunda clase.
Segunda clase.
Do you remember what the word for or was, or? It's actually written as just a single letter. What was or in Spanish?
O.
How would you say first or second class as a question?
Primera o segunda clase.
Primera o segunda clase.
What's the word for correct in Spanish? Correct.
Correcto.
Correcto.
How would you say it's correct?
Es correcto.
Es correcto.
Turn it into a question and say, is it correct?
Es correcto.
Es correcto.
How would you say, is it direct?
Es directo.
Es directo.
What is to go in Spanish, to go?
Ir.
Ir.
How about I go or I am going?
Voy.
Voy.
So it really sounds quite different to to go. In fact, it sounds completely and utterly unrelated. But they are related in a very unusual way. But we won't worry about that for the moment. So again, one more time. What is I go or I am going?
Voy.
Voy.
How about I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
I'm going to speak Spanish.
Voy a hablar español.
Voy a hablar español.
Do you remember how to say English in Spanish?
Inglés.
Inglés.
I'm going to speak English.
Voy a hablar inglés.
Voy a hablar inglés.
I'm going to speak English later.
Voy a hablar inglés más tarde.
Voy a hablar inglés más tarde.
What is to arrive in Spanish, to arrive?
Llegar.
Llegar.
Spelt L-L-E-G-A-R, and that double L at the beginning sounding like a Y, like a Y. How would you say, I'm going to arrive later?
Voy a llegar más tarde.
Voy a llegar más tarde.
I'm going to arrive tomorrow.
Voy a llegar mañana.
Voy a llegar mañana.
I'm going to arrive this evening.
Voy a llegar esta noche.
Voy a llegar esta noche.
How would you say he or she or you are going?
Va.
Va.
And he or she or you are going to?
Va.
Va.
So again, that A sort of contracts with the going to, and so it ends up sounding a little bit, it's a bit of a sheep sound. So it becomes sort of a ba. How would you say he is going to arrive tomorrow without any emphasis on he?
Va a llegar mañana.
Va a llegar mañana.
Now, with emphasis on he.
Él va a llegar mañana.
Él va a llegar mañana.
She's going to arrive tomorrow.
Ella va a llegar mañana.
Ella va a llegar mañana.
You, formal, with emphasis, are going to arrive tomorrow.
Usted va a llegar mañana.
Usted va a llegar mañana.
And now, on its own, simply, you are going.
Va.
Va.
How would you say you, informal, are going, with no emphasis?
Vas.
Vas.
And you are going to, informal, no emphasis?
Vas a.
Vas a.
You are going to arrive this evening.
Vas a llegar esta noche.
Vas a llegar esta noche.
Change it to a question. Are you going to arrive this evening?
Vas a llegar esta noche.
Vas a llegar esta noche.
Aren't you going to arrive this evening?
¿No vas a llegar esta noche?
¿No vas a llegar esta noche?
Why aren't you going to arrive this evening?
¿Por qué no vas a llegar esta noche?
¿Por qué no vas a llegar esta noche?
How would you say you go or you are going when you're talking to more than one person?
Van.
van.
So once more, when you're talking to more than one person, you add an N. So it's normally an N for that. Whereas when you're talking to someone you know well, just one person, you add an S. But when you're talking to more than one person, you add an N. So with that in mind, how would you say you, all of you, you two, are going to?
Van a.
Van a.
Remember, you always need that a afterwards when you're talking about going somewhere or going to do something. So how would you say you, all of you, you two, are going to arrive later?
Van a llegar más tarde.
Van a llegar más tarde.
What is to leave in Spanish, to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
How would you say you're going to leave later, all of you?
Van a salir más tarde.
Van a salir más tarde.
How would you say you're not going to leave later?
No van a salir más tarde.
No van a salir más tarde.
Turn it into a question by raising the intonation at the end and say, aren't you all going to leave later?
No van a salir más tarde.
No van a salir más tarde.
Now add why onto it and say, why aren't you going to leave later?
¿Por qué no van a salir más tarde?
¿Por qué no van a salir más tarde?
So again, how would you say I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
He, she, you formal are going to.
Va.
Va.
You, informal, are going to.
Vas a.
Vas a.
You, more than one of you, are going to.
Van a.
Van a.
They are going to.
Van a.
Van a.
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar.
Comprar.
How would you say they are going to buy it?
Van a comprarlo.
Van a comprarlo.
How would you say they are going to buy something?
Van a comprar algo.
Van a comprar algo.
Finally, we have we are going. We are going. What is that in Spanish?
Vamos.
Vamos.
And we are going to?
Vamos a.
Vamos a.
So, what is to arrive in Spanish?
Llegar.
Llegar.
To say arrives, you will simply again get rid of the R off the end of to arrive. So, to arrive is spelt L-L-E-G-A-R. Get rid of that R and you have arrives. How would you say the train arrives?
El tren llega.
El tren llega.
To say, does the train arrive, you simply switch round the word order and say, arrives the train? How would you say that?
Llega el tren.
Llega el tren.
How would you say at what time in Spanish?
¿A qué hora?
¿A qué hora?
How would you say at what time does the train arrive? Literally, at what time arrives the train?
¿A qué hora llega el tren?
¿A qué hora llega el tren?
At what time does the train arrive in Madrid?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Madrid?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Madrid?
So again, what is I have in Spanish? I have.
Tengo.
Tengo.
But this have is used when you're talking about possession, about what it is that you have. It isn't used like in English, where we use have to talk about the past tense, when you talk about what you've done, what you've prepared, what you have visited. For the past tense, there's another have for that in Spanish, which we've looked at to a degree already. With that in mind, how would you say I have prepared?
He preparado.
He preparado.
What if you want to emphasize I? How would you say I have prepared?
Yo he preparado.
Yo he preparado.
How would you say he, she, or you formal have prepared?
Ha preparado.
Ha preparado.
How about you informal have prepared?
Has preparado.
Has preparado.
Again, an S has been added onto the end, as we've done in the other cases. How would you say you informal have prepared the coffee?
Has preparado el café.
Has preparado el café.
Turn it into a question and say, have you prepared the coffee?
Has preparado el café.
Has preparado el café.
Ask a negative question, say, haven't you prepared the coffee?
No has preparado el café.
No has preparado el café.
Why haven't you prepared the coffee?
¿Por qué no has preparado el café?
¿Por qué no has preparado el café?
So again, what is I have in the sense of the past tense?
E.
E.
You have, he has, she has?
A.
A.
You, informal, have?
As.
As.
How do you think you'd say you... more than one of you have?
An.
An.
So again, it follows the patterns of everything else. Adding an S in one case, and in this case, when you're talking about you, all of you, an N. How would you say, have you, as in have all of you, prepared?
Han preparado.
Han preparado.
You have reserved a table.
Han reservado una mesa.
Han reservado una mesa.
Have you reserved a table?
Han reservado una mesa.
Han reservado una mesa.
Haven't you reserved a table?
No ¿No han reservado una mesa?
¿No han reservado una mesa?
Why haven't you reserved a table?
¿Por qué no han reservado una mesa?
¿Por qué no han reservado una mesa?
So again, what is to reserve in Spanish? To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
But reserved for the past tense is
reservado.
Reservado.
The difference between these is quite small. To reserve ends with an R sound, and reserved ends with an ado sound, so the R is replaced by the ado from bravado. So again, what is to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
And reserved?
Reservado.
Reservado.
To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
Visited.
Visitado.
Visitado.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
Prepared.
Preparado.
Preparado.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
Invited.
Invitado.
Invitado.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
Spoken.
Hablado.
Hablado.
To buy.
Comprar.
Comprar.
Bought.
Comprado.
Comprado.
To arrive.
Llegar.
Llegar.
Arrived.
Llegado.
Llegado.
To take.
Tomar.
Tomar.
Taken.
Tomado.
Tomado.
So again, what is I have for the past tense?
E.
E.
I have spoken.
He hablado.
He hablado.
I have bought.
He comprado.
He comprado.
I have taken.
He tomado.
He tomado.
And what is he, she, or you have?
A.
A.
You, informal, have.
Us.
Us.
You, all of you, the two of you, have.
An.
An.
We have is.
Hemos.
Hemos.
How would you say we have bought?
Hemos comprado.
Hemos comprado.
We have reserved a table.
Hemos reservado una mesa.
Hemos reservado una mesa.
We haven't reserved a table.
No hemos reservado una mesa.
No hemos reservado una mesa.
What is invited in Spanish?
Invitado.
Invitado.
How would you say we have invited Paul?
Hemos invitado a Paul.
Hemos invitado a Paul.
We have invited Paul to Madrid.
Hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
Hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
We haven't invited Paul to Madrid.
No hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
No hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
Why haven't we invited Paul to Madrid?
¿Por qué no hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid?
¿Por qué no hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid?
So, to find the past tense in Spanish is relatively easy. You take something like to visit, which is
visitar.
Visitar.
And then you exchange the ending, the ar, for the ado from bravado. So, visited is
visitado.
Visitado.
And reserved would be
reservado.
Reservado.
And invited would be
invitado.
Invitado.
Now, this is what happens when these words end in AR. However, not everything we've been using ends in AR. For instance, what is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
Now, we didn't say comer, but we said
comer.
Comer.
Because it ends in ER. So to eat is spelt C-O-M-E-R. Now, when we're dealing with ER endings, things that end in ER, we cannot add the ado from bravado on the end to make the past tense. However, it remains equally easy, equally simple. Instead of replacing the ending, in this case the er at the end, the er on the end of comer, we're going to replace the ending with the ido from libido. So, again, what is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
Now, we're going to replace the er at the end with the ido from libido. So, what will eaten be in the past tense? Eaten.
Comido.
Comido.
So, I have eaten.
He comido.
He comido.
What is to leave in Spanish?
Salir.
Salir.
So, this is spelt S-A-L-I-R. Let's say we have a general rule here. If we have an ER ending or an IR ending, so anything that isn't AR, because most of what we've dealt with so far is AR. For instance, what was to visit?
Visitar.
Visitar.
And that will take the ado from bravado and the past tense will become visited, which is
visitado.
Visitado.
Another example ending in AR is to reserve. How would you say to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
But reserved?
Reservado.
Reservado.
So let's take as the rule that these words that end in AR will become ado, as in the ado from bravado in the past. But anything that doesn't end in AR will take the ido from libido. So One way to remember these two different words is that to speak in the past tense in Spanish requires an amount of bravado and libido. Okay, so again, what is to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Now we're going to replace the ir with the ido from libido. So how would you say, I have left?
He salido.
He salido.
What is to go in Spanish?
Ir.
Ir.
Now, I've told you a moment ago that when these words end in AR, in the past tense, they're replaced with the ado from bravado. And any of the ones that end in something else, like ER or IR or anything, will end in the past tense with the ido from libido. Now, to go, which, as you said, is
ir.
Ir.
Obviously, that's all there is. There's actually just an IR. So, the rule I've given you is replace the ER or the IR, whatever's at the end, with the ido from libido. So, if to go is ir, and that's all there is, replace it with the ido from libido. So, what will gone be?
Ido.
Ido.
Because that's all there is, so the entire thing is replaced. So, I have gone.
He ido.
He ido.
He has gone.
Ha ido.